So there you are, my little queer wannabe. Aw, are you hesitating having some fun with your body and the body of another hot man? Well, we're just going to have to correct that tendency. We're going to have to bring you out of the closet and get you all dressed up and all feminized, or at least in a cute pair of pink panties, and get you out there and get you sucking and fucking and having some fun. Because it's no fun to have those queer feelings and have nowhere to go with them. If I, as a woman, had nowhere to go with my feelings for men, I don't know what I would do. So I'm very interested in helping you, in pushing you, and even prodding you with a little cow prod to get out there and have yourself some faggot fun. It really is just all fun. And if it turns out it isn't really all that much fun for you, well, I think that's sad, but it's hardly going to change who you are. No, it won't change who you are a bit. If you do like it, though, if you do enjoy yourself, well, then suddenly there's a whole new world out there for you to go out and enjoy. And I really can't imagine that you won't enjoy sucking and fucking a cock. Cocks are so much fun to play with. I'm sure you've been playing with yours all your life, and you know your way around a cock quite well. But you haven't gone down on another man, and that's something that we're going to solve as a little problem this evening, right here, right now. Now, it is true that some men have a little bit more of an oral fixation, and other men have more of an anal fixation. But most men are both. Most men are really quite flexible whenever it comes down to it. And we're going to teach you to flex your tongue, to really put your tongue out there and put it to work. We're going to teach you how to suck on a nice, hot mushroom head. Won't that be exciting, your first hot mushroom head? It'll be just like your first sexual experience ever. It will be very, very exciting. And hot cocks are so sexy. You'll just want to go up and lick another one when you get first done with the first one, I am sure. And then there's going to be your little anal phase. Yes, the sphincter is quite tight, but if we start to work your fingers up there on a routine basis, and then we get you a small butt plug, we have you wear that for a while, and I do mean for several hours a day, you're going to get so used to it, and by the time we work you up to a medium butt plug, that's going to be bouncing right up against your prostate. And boy, are you going to enjoy that. That is going to give you mind-blowing orgasms. And of course, while you're sucking another man, if he happens to be playing with that little butt plug and jerking your meat, well, I think you can understand how hot this is going to get. But let's just back up here a minute. How are we going to get you into this position? Well, the first thing we have to teach you is how to flirt with a man. And you've had lots of women flirt with you. Well, you're just going to take all of that information and internalize it. You don't have to become a woman or become transgender or to even be feminized to understand what it means to flatter a man. And since you are a man, it shouldn't really be all that hard. You can actually be more subtle than a woman can be. And you can sneak up on them and endear yourself to them. And make them feel comfortable. Get them to trust you. Get them to want to be around you, to enjoy your company. And that's setting them up for that crucial moment when you're going to make your play. All of it is leading up to the play part. If you can't make that final move, you're never going to get that hot boner in your face. And then you have to become a good kisser and a good groper. You've got to grope that crotch. You've got to go for the crotch rather quickly because you don't want him thinking about it. You don't want to give him a chance to come up for air. Not when you plan on going down for Dick. That's the way it's going to work here, guy, and it's going to work just fine. Now, when you go to work on that cock for the first time, don't be too quick. Don't be too eager, and don't be too rough. He'll let you know how rough he wants you to be by what he does with his hands. Remember when you've gotten blowjobs? Well, now you're just going to do everything in reverse, but you're going to make it perfect. Whereas the women that you were with, they didn't have a dick. They had never had anybody practice on them. You know how that can be. You know how a sloppy blowjob can be, or an unenthusiastic blowjob can be. And you're going to make sure that you are not that way. You're a much better cocksucker than you think you are, aren't you? Now that you realize, hey, you've had all the experiences you need to be a great cocksucker. You're going to get down there and you're going to lick that mushroom head. You're going to make that shaft nice and wet so you can go all the way down your throat with it. You're going to pay a lot of attention to his balls. You're going to enjoy his balls because his balls are right there underneath his dick. And as you're bouncing up and down, your chin is going to be bumping against his balls or your nose is going to be buried into them, depending on whether or not you're on one side or the other. But it doesn't really matter. Your face is going to come in contact with his testicles, and you're really going to like that because his testicles are going to tell you exactly how excited he is as his testicles start to tighten up and get ready to deliver that tasty wad right into your mouth. Oh, you actually haven't tasted cum before? Well, if you haven't tasted cum, you should definitely have an orgasm after listening to this MP3, and you should just taste some of your own cum. I like the taste of my own pussy juice. I think you're going to love the taste of your own cum. It's really quite sexy to eat your own cum. And quicker than getting a tissue or a towel, don't you think? Of course it is. Now the anal part can be a little bit tricky if you haven't stretched out that sphincter. There's going to be a little bit of pain upon entry, but I have a pussy and I can tell you I have a little pain upon entry too. But it feels fantastic almost immediately thereafter. Some people will describe anal sex as like having a comfortable shit. Well, it's actually much more pleasurable than that. It's quite a bit more pleasurable than that. And I don't even have a prostate to bump up against. You do. And if you've been doing your exercises with that butt plug, you know how pleasurable that's going to be. And so the best way to get him to fuck you is to get him sliding back and forth between your legs. And this is where your own balls and testicles are going to come in handy because he's going to be running his dick between your ass cheeks right into your balls, bouncing right into your balls. And then all you have to do is to start to bounce the head of his cock against your anus. Yes, that's going to give him a none too subtle hint that you're ready. And you are ready now, aren't you? You're very ready. You're ready, Freddy.